Okay, well, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Sota Daf Mem Aleph. A little under the weather, but hopefully we'll be able to plug through and get this down. Mishnah had said, right, again, we read the Mishnah at the end of the daf yesterday, basically the procedure for taking out the Sefer Torah and reading on Yom Kippur. So the last thing, well, one of the things we mentioned was that the Kohen Gadol gets the Torah right, from the Sgan. And that's where I hear the two dots, right, on Amud Beis, where the Kohen Gadol, Omen, and Mekabel, Vekori, right, the Kohen Gadol, would Omid would stand up and get the Torah from the Sgan. Problem is, Amar, but it has, Omid, Omid called the Yoshevu, right, that it's standing, right, implies that he was sitting already, Amar, but it says, Amar had said that any Yeshiva Bazara, Alamach, Beis David, Bilvad, right, the only people who are allowed to sit in the Azara was for the kings from Beis David, Shnamar, Vayvo, Malach, Tavid, Vayishu, Lefnei Hashem, Vayomar, Mianoch, etc. Skomar says, Kedamar, Rav Chista. So Rav Chista explained that, no, it was in, right, Be'ezras Nashim. It was in the Ezras Nashim. Hachanami, Be'ezras Nashim. Excuse me. Hachanami, Be'ezras Nashim. And that's the context of that is, we'll see in a second, right? We'll see in a second where Rav Chista says this. Patakla says he was in the Ezras Nashim. That's not, in Shul we call the Ezras Nashim the place where the women sit. That's not necessarily where the women are. That's a different courtyard in the Beis HaMikdash that there were men very often and the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim in most of the time. Anyway, so that it was not in the Azara, it was in the Ezras Nashim. No, that's fine. Therefore, that's fine. Meisvei, hold on one second. They asked the Kasha against Rav Chista. Right, the problem is that the Brisa says that they read it in the Azara. Reb Elazar Reb Yaakov went by Har Abayis. They read it on Har Abayis. Shemar as Pesuk says, "Vayikra bo lefnei harachov asher lefnei shara hamayim." Right, again, so it seems to say that it actually wasn't in the Azara. Some Rav Chista, no, Be'ezras Ezras Nashim. Right, that was actually in the Ezras Nashim. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol, right, was not only did the Kriya take place in the Ezras Nashim, so too. But accepting the Torah was also in the Ezras Nashim. Okay, so Korah Achrimos of Ach V'Asor, right? And he would read the parshas from Achrimos, and he read Ach V'Asor. That's the maftir that we read nowadays. Yeah, we're in here one second, but the problem is that we learned, in Mishnah Megillah, yeah, Medagim B'Navi V'Medagim B'Torah, that you're allowed to skip around when you're reading Navi, right? We do that in the Haftorah pretty often. But not when you're reading the Torah. You can't just skip around from one to the next. Right? The one exception, right, is Kriya on a Tainus, where we skip a couple of columns. So Gemara said, okay, why we do that is a good kasha, but that's another not for now. So how can you skip from Achrimos till Ach Be'asor, where that's in Parshas Pinchas, if I'm not mistaken, I think. So, Amar Abayi lo kasher kan v'kadesh yisuk v'turgaman kan v'kadesh lo yisuk v'turgaman. The question is, right, again, if he's gonna the turgaman is gonna have to pause in between skipping, so then that's no good. So here, right, the chora the turgaman right should have enough time to recover, right, and you should be able to get there in the right place in the right time. And the problem is, well, Allah katani, what we learned about is that b'dagan b'navi v'im b'dagan b'torah v'kam b'dagan akadesh yisuk v'turgaman. Meaning that we seem to, the problem is that we learned that in terms of how much you're allowed to skip in Navi, right? We call it the Betorah, call it low, implying that you're not allowed to skip that much in the Torah. So, Amar Abaye. So, Abaye answers, Lo kasher kan b'inyan echad kan b'shnei inyanim. That in Echanami, that you're allowed to skip within one topic, right? Within a single topic from different places in the Chumash, and that's why we can do it on a fast day. But in terms of two topics, so then we're not. Ve'atanya, and this is Benichusa, as Rashi points out, Ve'atanya, right, and I'll prove with you from a Braisa, Madaga and Betar Beninachad, right, Benavi, Shnei Nyanim, right, there he goes, he says very clearly, right, that you're allowed to skip, right, within a single topic in the Torah, right, from one place to the next, but not in Navi, right, if you're going to skip around the Navi, then you're allowed to skip around regardless of what the topic is, right, it doesn't have to be a single topic. Ve'kanu kanan, kadeh shal yisog, turgaman. And regardless, right, don't make it so much that, you know, the Meturgaman will have to stop in between, and you have to make people wait. Vein bedagin minavi la navi, you're also not allowed to go from one navi to the next, you can't go from, like, Yehoshua to Yirmiyahu. Uvenavi shashnemasar medagin. But in Treyasar you are allowed, because that's considered to be one book, I guess, ish. Uvenavi dalig misova sefer t'chilasa, as long as you don't go from the end, right, to the beginning, right, so you don't go backwards. Right, Pasha says that you shouldn't think that things are happening out of order. Okay. Again, he rolls it up and he carries it. So, why do you have to do that? Why does the... And afterwards, what actually has... what he's going to say is, right, he says, the Kangadol says, right, he reads it by heart, if you remember, he says them after by heart, and he rolls the Sefer Torah, doesn't actually roll it all the way there, and he says, there's more written here, and I'm going to tell you what it says. So why does he have to do that? It's like Gemara says, Shlo lo zilaz al Sefer Torah, so you shouldn't think that the Sefer Torah is possible, right? If you see them reading it by heart, might have thought that the Sefer Torah is missing words or whatever, so you shouldn't think about that, about the Sefer Torah. Right? He reads that by heart. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Let him just roll it over there. Well, it's not that far from Vayikra to Pinchas, from Acharimos to Pinchas. So Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Sheshes. If you ain't going to Sefer Torah, but you shouldn't roll the Sefer Torah, right, when you're in a tzibur, because the Kavod Tzibur demands that, you know, that you don't waste our time by rolling from one place to the next. So the Gemara says, okay, so let them do what we do, right? Whenever you need two or three Sefer Torah, Felesi Sefer Torah, whenever liquory, bring another one. Right, that's what we do. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar, we're nervous that people will think that the first one is no good. Right, that's why I brought another one. Because then again, make another bracha. We don't want to make another bracha. Right? We have to make another bracha on that kriya. So we didn't want him to do that. So Gemara says, chashina the pagama. So really, are we really concerned that people will think, right? We do that all the time. Well, people think the first Torah is puzzle. If I'm a Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Tevis Chalias B'Shabbos, right? Whenever you have three Sefer Torah, Mavi Shlosh Torahs Rekore, right? You bring three Sefer Torah out and you read. Achas Minyan Shayom, Achas Shal Rosh Chodesh, Achas B'Shal Chanukah, right? Read one from each topic. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, you're right. That because what's going on over there? Tlas a Gavri, but Tlas a Sifri like a Begama. Yeah, in a Hanami, if you have three people, right, getting three different alleles with three different Sefer Torah, that's fine. But here, what's going on? But if you have one guy reading from two Sefer Torah, then people will think, right, there's something wrong with the Sefer Torah. Okay. Mevarach alea, shmor brachos, makes all these eight brachos I mentioned before. Tanur Rabbanan, well, then the Rebbeisa, what are these eight brachos? He says, he makes the same brachas that you make by getting aliyah and shul. He makes the bracha on avoda for avoda b'samikdash. Alavoda, right? Modim, he says thank you, kash baruch hu, mechilas avon for people for kaparas for sins. Ketiknan, like meaning like what they would normally be. Right, from the davening Yom Kippur. Ala Mikdash Bifnei Asma, he makes a bracha for the base of Mikdash. Ala Kohana Bifnei Asma, Vali Yisrael Bifnei Asma, Vali Shalem Bifnei Asma, right, he has a bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Malkeinu, right, for each one of those, right, individually. Okay, Vashar, Tfila, and then he says the rest of the Tfila, right, makes a bracha for the rest of the Tfila. Tanar Banim Alendra Reza, Vashar Tfila, Tchina Rina Ubakasha. All those things are involved. Tefillah, Tchina, Rina, right, praise, right, and Bakash, and asking for things. Sha'amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Livashea V'chusim Meshomei Tefillah. Right, that Am Yisrael needs to be saved, right, and he finishes it, Baruch Atah Hashem, right, Shomei Tefillah. Mekad Ve'ilach, Kol Echad Ve'echad, maybe the Sefer Torah, B'nitoch Be'iso. From here on, and everybody, meaning everybody who's watching, right, everybody watching the whole proceedings, would bring their own Sefer Torah, Vekoribo, and they would read their own, right, they would read their, whatever they needed to read, whatever they wanted to learn, whatever else someone else wanted to read, etc. Vekokach lama, why so? Kedei laharos chazuzo l'rabim, right, to show that, to bring out the Sefer Torah in public, right, to see that everybody, even back in the day, it wasn't uncommon for people to have their own Sefer Torah, right, it's a mitzvah to write your own Sefer Torah. Nowadays we mekayim it by buying Sfarim and stuff, but they would bring it out right after the Kohen Gadol was done, right, to show, like, you know, to deck the halls, as it were, the Havdil, or to show Yishalayim, right, covered in Sefer Torah. Okay. Parshas HaMelech Ketzad, we mentioned that Hakel, it was done, I think we mentioned that Hakel was one of the things that was mentioned in, that has to be in Hebrew, I don't remember. Okay, Taklis, yeah, we mentioned, yeah, we're pretty sure, we mentioned this is one of the things that needs to be done in Hebrew. So now we're going through it like we had before. Wait, what's the deal with Hakel? Just very quickly, B'nai Yisrael come on the eighth year of the Shemitah cycle, which is really obviously the first year of the Shemitah cycle, to the Beis Hamikdash on Sukkot, and the king reads all different types of stuff, right? We did a Zecher LaHakel this year, Mary Ibn Beis Hamikdash, well, next in 7 years we'll do a real one. So what's the deal with that? So Parsha Shemelech Ketzad, what would the king say over? So Matzi Yontov Rishon Shelchag Bashmini, on after the first Yontov, right, Bashmini in the eighth, which is weird, right? Again, that's the eighth year, right? It's just it doesn't say that, but it means in the eighth year, and the seventh year, after the seventh year of the cycle, right? But Motzei Shvi'as, and after the Shemitah, which is also redundant. Okay, the Gemara has to talk about that. Osun lo bima shal eitz bazara v'yevshev alah, and you make a big kind of, I guess, not a courtyard, but like a big platform over there or whatever, a bima, right, in the Azara, and the king would sit on it in the Beis Hamikdash there. Shnamar, as well as it says, Mekis Shevish Hanim, Bamoy, okay, Shnasa Shemitah, etc., etc. Chazen HaKnes is not the same Torah. Here we go again, right? The Chazen HaKnes, we did this right on the Mishnah the other day, right? It takes the Torah, gives the Venos Nala Rosh HaKnes, gives it to the Rosh HaKnes, Rosh HaKnes knows to listen to Gan, he gives it to the backup, his Gan knows Nala Kohen Gadol, right? He gives it to the Kohen Gadol, and then the Kohen Gadol knows Nala Melech, the Kohen Gadol gives it to the king. Melech only Mekabel the Kor of Yoshi, right? And then he accepts it standing, but then he sits down to read it. That's weird. If you're wondering why someone sits while he does Kriyas Torah in public, right? We know that you have to stand during Kriyas Torah in public, and even in Kriyas Megillah, right? You're allowed to sit when you're reading it by yourself, and whenever there's Betzibur, but you have to be standing. So that's okay. We have to talk about that also. Agrippa Zamelech. That's yes, Rehov. Rehov Agrippa is his name for him. He was a descendant of Herod. Unclear if he was exactly Jewish or whatever, but we'll see exactly what the deal is with that. But anyway, Agrippa's a melech, Amar v'kivu v'kara v'omed. But he would he would do that. I mean, Pasha says he was Jewish, but he definitely ruled over the Jews, right? So anyway, so he would read standing. V'shibchu v'chachamim, and the chachamim thought that that was Givaldic, because again, as we'll see in a minute, right, that was a covered Torah. He kind of gave up his covered Amalek, right, for the covered Torah. This is why it's a little bit weird if he was Jewish or not, right? Unclear. Again, Pasha says he was either he's David Kanani or whatever. Okay, unclear. So when he came to this situation. On this pasuk of Lo Suchal says Alecha Ish Nachri, right? Shelo Chichahu. The pasuk says that you're not allowed to have a non-Jew as a king. So Zalgu Ina B'Dmaos. He started crying. Amar Lo. They said to him, Al Tishar Agrippas. Right? Achinu Ata. You're a brother. Rashi. Okay. So Rashi does say that his mother was Jewish. Okay. Ina Chinami. Just hater. I just noticed that right now. Okay. Fine. So they were. They did console him, and that he was actually one of them. V'korim b'tchilas ela hadvarim ashma. He would read from that's in ela hadvarim, right until kriyashma. That's in parshas Vayeschanan. Right. So again, so a couple of prakim, five, six prakim. Then he would read ushma v'hayim shamoa asher aser taser kitz chalala aser. Right. All those types of those parshios. So parshas Samelach. He read about the parshas Samelach, meaning the mitzvah to make a king, right? The whole parshas of making a king, right? The brachos are klalos, right? The tochacha, right? Achikomer kol parsha until he finishes all of it, right? Says all of the tochacha, brachos a brachos she a kohen gadol mevarachosad a melech mevarachosad, and ella shenosin shall regalim taras mechilus avon, and all that list that we just did in the last mishnah that the kohen gadol would say, right? The king would say as well, except that instead of mechilus avonos, which obviously is not yom kippur. I mean, a bracha for lechagim, which is obviously right, going on nowadays, right? When he's in the middle of Sukkot, right, so that's obviously much more relevant. Okay, so Gemara says, "Meshmini shalkadaydach." What do you mean that he should read kriya? I mean, we had said that he reads, right? The Mishnah had said, or parshas Melech Ketza, "Motzei Yomtov shal Rishon shalchag b'shmini b'motzei shvius." So what do you mean, Motzei Yom Tov Rishon Shalchag B'Shmini? Right? How does that work? B'Shmini Shalgadaytach, right? Really, you think that he read it on the 8th day of Sukkot? You just told me it's on the 2nd day of Sukkot. So Gemara says, Ema B'Shminis. No, on the Shminis, meaning the 8th year. Meaning Shminis is female, right? So it's talking about Hashanah, right? Shmini would be, which is male, would be the Yom, right? The 8th day, right? So, but Shminis would be female, would be the 8th year. Okay. V'chol Hani Lamali. Right, why do you need all of these right, details, right, the day after, on the eighth day, in the eighth year, Motzei Shuyas, Tzricha, you need all. The cause of Rahman and Miketz, because the Pasuk had said, Miketz Sheva Shanim, but if it just had said, at the end of 7 years, Havamina Ninnu Mahashta, you might have thought they should start counting from whatever Moshe taught them. Right, I forgot the low Mitzramesh Shmita, even though, right, it wouldn't have been, right, I guess it wouldn't have worked out, that it wouldn't have been after Shmita. So therefore, Kazer Rachman Shmita. Therefore, it says Miketz Sheva Shanim B'Shnasa Shmita. So the Vikazer Rachman Shmita. If it would have just said, you leave it, read it during Shmita. So Avamina, you might have thought B'Sav Shmita, right after Shmita, at the meaning at the end of Shmita, right before Rosh Hashanah. Right, so Kazer Rachman B'Moed, right on the Chag. Because of B'Moed, if it would have just said on the Chag, Avamina Mereishata, you might have thought in Rosh Hashanah. Because of Rachmana b'chag Sukkos, therefore it says b'chag Sukkos. Because of Rachmana b'chag Sukkos, we would only have said that. So Hava Amina, but you might have thought that Afilu b'yomtiv Achra, right? You might have thought on Shmini Atzeres. So because of Rachmana b'vo Kol Yisrael, when everybody comes, right? That's obviously at the beginning, right? As right, Mizchad Demoy, but at the beginning when everybody comes is all the regal. That's what you should read. Hakel, you should do it the day. The day, if Tachlis, it sounds like you should do it on the first day, right? But again, you can't really kind of set up all that whole stuff, right? You can imagine the Chil Yontif that would set up. As the Rashi says over here, right? Mil Yontif low, right? You don't read it on Yontif. She ain't tikkun habima docha lo zeshavas lo Yontif. Right? Again, they have to set up all the bima and get everybody there, right? So Pasha says there would be Chil Yontif, so they push it off to the next day. Okay. The Chazan Knesses notes also have a Torah, but not the Knesses. Right, Shemata Mina, what do you see? Chol can cover the Talmud Makamarav, right? We said same shy that we had by the Kohen Gadol. That if you can give it to the Skan, see, that's given a cover to the students, right, to the Talmud in front of the Rebbe. So Amar Abaye, no, Kula Mishum Kulad the Melech. Right, no, all this lead up is just to give, right, as we said before, right, all this lead up is just to give a cover to the king, that there's so many people underneath him. Right, and therefore, you know, that's what they're trying to do by giving him kavod in that way. Ramelech omid mekabel v'kora yoshev agrippa samelech right amad v'kibel v'kora omid okay fine, but we all omid mechal the yoshev right is again same shaila seems to imply that the king was sitting right. Amar mar eini shiva bazara ela lemachos beis David again same shaila we had before shenamar v'evor ramelech tovid v'yishav v'nei Hashem v'yomer. Right, so the Kedamar of Chisto, right, Bezos Nashim, Hakadam Bezos Nashim, right, same answer that we give, that it was all done right, in the Ezos Nashim. Shibchu Chachamim, and the Chachamim thought it was good that Agrippa stood while he read it, the Sefer Torah. Shibchu Makal the Shapir of it, right, seems to imply that it was good. Amar Ravashi, but Ravashi said, I feel him on Amar Nasi Shamachal Kvoda, Kvoda Machal, right, but even according to the problem is that a king is not necessarily allowed to be Machal on his cover. Now, even Kona Ravashi says that Nasi is allowed, right, Melech Shamachal Machal Kvoda, in Kvoda Machal. He doesn't say that about a king, he says that only about the Nasi. Shneva's Pazik says, Som Tesim Melech HaMelech, Shetehei E Maso Alecha, right, that, that a king's fear has to be upon you. That's a chash of a thing. A king can't just forego, right, his cover. It's different when he's doing a mitzvah, meaning that he wasn't giving cover to the people, right, and making the station of the king less. He was giving cover to the mitzvah, and that in fact was good. Again, they were upset, and they said, "Don't worry, we love you, etc." Right at that moment, Bnei Yisrael were chayev of destruction, Rachman Litzlan, right? Sonny Yisrael's euphemism, right? Really, Bnei Yisrael were lo aleinu chayev to be destroyed. Shechanifu lo lagribas, because they kind of flattered him. It was false flattery, right? Then it really wasn't appropriate for him to be king. Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Chalafta. Ben Chalafta, Yom Shegavar Agrippa Shel Chanufa, right? Nisavnu Hadinim, right? The judgments were messed up. Niskalkul Maisim, the actions, the Maisim, right, were messed up. Ve'in Adam Yachol Lo Melchaviru Maisai Gedolim Maisecha. No one was able to say my Maisim are better than your Maisim, meaning that basically there was no way to get Tochacha, because the moment you kind of like make someone feel good about their failings, right, their averos. Right, there's no muster, there's no tachacha. Right, the second you're going to just flatter someone and kind of like, no, it's fine. Again, this is maybe a sensitive topic, and today's PC kind of, you know, don't insult people kind of world. But there is a value to telling someone when they're wrong, right, and telling truth and saying objective truth, not just painting everything with a brush and saying that, oh, everything is fine. And then you see that the people were unable to give each other, to Chocha, right, and they were therefore because they didn't approve, and they averos, right? They went downhill, right, with their Yerushalayim and their Avodas Hashem. Okay, let's get to the two dots here. Darash Rabbi Yehuda bar Marava veitema Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi mutar la'achnei for Rishayim b'olam hazeh. You can actually do that to the Rishayim. You can actually do that to the Rishayim to either to save yourself or like to make sure that they don't bother you. Shneimar as Pazik says, lo yikarei od lenaval nadiv ulechilai lo yomer shua. Not sure. Mechalde b'olam hazeh shari, meaning that when it says you shouldn't say it in the next world, right? That's in the Yomos Mashiach, but it implied that you can do it nowadays. No, from this pasuk, Kiros Pnei Elokim Atirtini. Yaakov said to Esau, right? That's what Yaakov said to Esau, that you look like a Pnei Elokim, right? And so he was saying that just to kind of save himself from Yosef, from Esau, our Russia. Pligi Rabbi Levi, but that's against what Rabbi Levi says. Tamar Rabbi Levi, Mashal Shel Yaakov Esav, the Madar Adoma. What is the Mashal for Yaakov and Esav? L'adam Shezimein Eschaviro V'Hikerbo Shemavakesh L'Horgo. Person invites his friend over, right? And he realizes, oh my gosh, this guy's trying to kill me. Right, so he says the flavor, the tam of this food is like I was in the king's palace. Omar, so the guy said, oh, you know the king? What do you mean? You were in the king's palace? You ate a meal with the king? So therefore the guy was afraid, right, and therefore didn't kill him because he had been good with the king. So therefore what Yaakov was really doing when he told Esau, he said, you look like Pnei Elokim, the face of angels, right? So Yaakov was really saying, hey, don't mess with me. I have angels. I know angels, right? I'm in good with the spiritual forces here, right? So he's really trying to protect himself by kind of flexing a little bit. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, call Adam Sheesh Bo Chanufa, a person who flatters someone else falsely, maybe Af Olam brings anger to the world. Shenamar V'Chanife Lev Yasimu Av. V'lo Od, not only that, Elah She'in Tfilas Nishmas. His tefillah is not heard. Shenamar Lo Yishavu Ki Asram, right? Again, that Hashem will not, they won't, I mean, Lo Yishavu, Hashem won't save them. Ki Asram, Hashem is going to hurt them. Right? They won't be able to, the tefillos won't work, right, to save them when they die. Okay, we'll stop here by the simon, by the two dots, and we'll be zochah to finish the parak tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.